the bags in yet. Call, I'm driving my car. My voice sounds different because I have a cold.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey everyone, you're listening to Bonersode number 10 for June 20th, 2019. I'm your host, Richard, and holy crap, Bonersode number 10. These things are soon going to surpass the regular episodes. And speaking of the regular episodes, the show is coming up on its one-year anniversary. Whoop-de-doo. I'm probably not going to do anything special to celebrate it because a year is only a arbitrary measurement of time. Anyway, if you guys have any suggestions or requests for anything that I should do for the one-year anniversary, you can always send them to anotherprankcallshow@gmail.com or just reach out to me on the Discord or leave a comment on the Patreon, which, let's face it, you're probably not going to do that. Before we get started, let me say a quick thank you to our new sponsor. Today's Bonersode is brought to you by Glue. Glue. Stick it.
To an airline. Who is this?
Is this Marilyn?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Ira Jumping. Why? I don't understand why you're being so rude.
Excuse me, I do live in...
Correct. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
All right. Well, I'm talking to an airline. I'm going away in a month, and could I call you back?
Well, I mean, it's kind of an urgent matter that I was calling you about.
Well, what is... I'm talking to an airline, and they can't stay on that long. Did I do something wrong?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I was just calling because we had some reports that you broke the speed limit in the neighborhood.
I do not. I did not. In fact, sometimes I drive 17, 18 miles. Who said that? I sometimes drive 17 or 18 miles an hour.
Oh, no, ma'am. Not the driving speed limit. I'm talking about the walking speed limit.
I don't walk outside ever.
Okay, well, we have several reports from almost...
I don't even walk outside. Who in the heck are you?
This is Ira Jumping. And again, I have several reports from almost a dozen different residents here.
I don't even walk.
Okay.
I don't even walk. I don't even take any walks anymore. I should, but I don't.
Well, are you implying that 12 different people are lying? I mean, that doesn't seem likely.
Just a minute here. I guess I have to get off the phone with the airline thing. That I walk too fast. I don't even walk anymore. I haven't walked for a year.
Well, we have the 2-mile-an-hour walking speed limit in the neighborhood, and we have several reports here that indicate that you were doing some speed walking.
I don't walk. How could I walk more than... I don't walk outside. I haven't walked for like a year.
And we got you on the radar because, you know, we have the radar set up. We have you at, you know, walking at 3.5 miles per hour, and that's
I don't know who the hell you are, but I've never heard anything like that in my life. I've lived here 20-some years. I've never heard anybody say that. Your name is Ira Jumping?
Correct.
I don't even see you in the phone book.
Oh, I'm just the assistant to Mike.
To Mike Fish?
Correct.
I'm going to call Mike right now.
Oh, well, he had me call you directly. You know, he didn't want to have to deal with you, you know?
Well, I don't know who the hell you are, but I think I don't even walk anymore. I haven't walked for, and I can't walk that fast. I'm 75 years old.
Well, I mean, we got you on the radar doing 3.5 miles per hour, so, I mean, you definitely need to slow it down.
I don't walk outside. I don't know who you are, but I think you're some kind of a... This is some kind of a con.
Oh, this is no con. I'm not asking for any information or anything, and you're not in trouble. I just need to give you a verbal warning.
I can't walk that fast. I don't even walk anymore. I'm going to call Mike for shit right now.
Well, he doesn't want to speak to you.
Hello?
Hi, Wendy?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Ira with the Homeowners Association.
What homeowners? What association?
The Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay.
And I was just calling because a crew is going to be coming out tomorrow morning to install the new stop sign.
Okay.
And I just wanted you to be aware because, you know, you might see some work trucks, you know, parked outside, and I didn't want you to, you know...
Where's the stop sign going to be?
Oh, it's going to be right there at the edge of your driveway.
What?
You know, at the end of your driveway over there on...
Right.
Yeah, we're putting in stop signs at the end of everyone's driveways, because, you know, a lot of people around here, they just punch it, you know, right out of their garage. So, yeah, we're going to be putting in stop signs and then traffic cameras. Just up and down the street.
Goodbye.
Ma'am?
See ya.
Ma'am, where are you going?
I'm trying to figure out who you are.
Again, my name is Ira Jumping. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Right. Okay, I'll watch for them.
Okay, well, I don't understand why you're getting upset.
Because you sound like an idiot about what you're saying.
Oh, that's rude. Why would you say that? I was just giving you a courtesy call. Ma'am?
Hello?
Hi, Diana?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston with the State Tax Department.
Yeah?
And I was just calling to give you a personal thanks for your extra contribution that you made on your last tax return.
I don't know. My husband, our accountant does the things. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Your accountant must, he checked the box to...
What is this about, sir?
Well, this is about on your last tax return. I guess your accountant was the one that did it, but he clicked the box to, you know, add an extra 25% contribution to your state taxes. And so I was just calling to thank you.
Who are you and where are you coming from?
Well, I'm over here in City Hall, but I was just calling to thank you for your extra contribution that you made, or I guess that your accountant...
You're welcome.
...that your accountant made for you. But, yeah, so we put that money here at City Hall to good use.
Okay, great.
You know, like we, in our break room, we put a pinball...
My husband must have told him yes, if that's the case.
Yeah,
so... he wouldn't have done it on his own.
Oh, well, yeah, that's good, though, because, you know, we were able to put a pinball machine in the break room, and we've been really enjoying that, you know, on our breaks.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the mayor bought one of those guitars that are, like, double guitars.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of cooking dinner. Is there a point here?
Oh, I was just calling to thank you. You know,
you're very welcome.
We were able to, you know, get a bunch of stuff, and then, like, you know, since there's more money coming in, I was able to take more paid days off. And, you know, that's going to help me practice my Mario Brothers 2 speed run.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
And let's see what else. Carol, she got a perm, so that was nice. She's looking a lot better these days. And then also, we had a little bit left over, so we put it into charity, you know, because we didn't want to be greedy and use it all for ourselves. You know? Diana?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Well, why are you calling me Diana?
What do you mean?
Well, that's a personal. That's my first name. Usually, calls don't call me Diana.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being too personal.
That's all right.
I mean, I could.
My husband is going to pick up the other phone. So just.
Oh, okay.
If there's a point, could you tell me what's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to thank you. You know, like I said,
you did thank me, and you're very welcome.
We put some of that extra.
I'm glad that it worked out.
We put some of that extra money towards a charity. It's going to go towards the Send Retards to College Fund.
Great.
So, you know, it's all a pretty good thing.
Okay. All right. You take care then, okay?
All right. But just, you know, keep in mind that, you know, the money's already spent, so no takesies backsies.
That's fine. No, that's great.
All right. Well,
take care.
All right. Bye.
My husband
Thanks.
Said get off the phone.
Oh, tell your husband to shut the fuck up. You know?
Hello?
Hi, Kathy.
Yeah?
Hey, this is Ira Jumping with the HOA.
Okay.
And I was just calling because we had received several reports that you had exceeded the speed limit in the area.
Whatever. I doubt it.
Well, I mean, we've got you on the radar, so, I mean, there's no denying it. And it's okay, you're not really in trouble or anything, but I was just calling to... You know, give you the verbal warning and make sure you don't do it again.
Okay.
Because we've got you on the radar doing upwards of 2 miles per hour. And you know, that's double the walking speed limit in the area.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're taking this seriously.
Who's this?
This is Ira Garrett Jumping. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, well, why are you being, you know, so standoffish about it?
What do you want me to say? Thanks.
Well, I want you to apologize and promise not to do it again.
Nope. Bye.
Because you're walking too damn fast.
Hello?
Hi, Mary?
Yes?
Hi, this is Winston with the State Tax Department.
Wait a minute, excuse me. Hold on just a second. Let me turn this down. Okay, who is this?
This is Winston. I'm with the State Tax Department.
Uh-huh.
And I was just calling to give you a personal thanks for your extra contribution on your tax return.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know how you check the box to contribute an extra 20% on your estate taxes?
Winston, can you call back when my husband's here? I'm cooking in the middle. You know, I'm doing Father's Day thing. I can't concentrate right now.
Oh, what are you cooking?
Can you call back in about 20 minutes? He should be home.
What are you cooking?
Macaroni and cheese, for one thing.
Oh, that's pretty simple. You can probably multitask.
Well, it's a homemade thing, so it's a lot of ingredients. Yeah,
but I mean, you can...
No, it's not a box thing. No, I go from scratch.
Oh, okay. You're one of those traditional types.
Okay, I better... Yeah, call me back.
When do you want me to call you?
Well, you can call me. He should be home in about a half hour.
Oh, okay. So you're not capable of, you know, making your own decisions and having your own conversation?
No, not when it comes to that, no.
Oh, okay. You let the man take care of that?
Yep. I let him take care of that.
Very traditional. Where's he at?
Hello?
Hi, Joan?
Yes?
Hi, it's Ira with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay.
And I was just calling because tomorrow morning a crew is going to be coming by to drop off a shipping container in your driveway.
Why?
It's going to be our temporary office because we had a little flood over here. We got some water damage. So we bought one of these, well, we rented one of these refurbished or repurposed shipping containers. Like the interior is all decked out, you know, like an office.
Where do you live?
I'm just around the bend from you over here on Alencia.
Can't you get somebody else to do it?
Do what?
Have a container in their driveway?
Oh, no, we chose your driveway.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did. We all decided on it.
It's my driveway, and if I want something in my driveway, I'm going to do it.
Well,
not you.
Well, no, you don't really have any say in this. Like, we all voted on it, and it was unanimous that we wanted...
What's your last name?
Jumping? Ma'am? What? Why would you ask my last name and then hang up?
Hello?
Hi, Joan? It's Ira again. I think we got disconnected.
No, we didn't. I hung up.
Well, why would you do
that?
And
I'm hanging up again.
Why are you going to hang up on me?
Because you're not going to do anything like that. Don't.
We're definitely going to be dropping the shipping.
Hello?
Hi, Alfred?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Richard with the city.
Richard with who?
The city. I'm with the State Tax Department here at City Hall.
You are?
Correct.
What are you calling me on a Saturday for?
I was actually just calling to give you a thanks for the extra tax contribution that you submitted.
I don't recollect having done that.
Oh, yeah, you checked the box. Last time you filed your taxes, you checked the box to donate an extra 20%.
I didn't check anything to donate an extra 20%.
Oh, yeah, you definitely did.
No.
But that's what I was just calling to give you your thanks for that and let you know that, you know, we put the extra donation to good use.
And what is your name again?
My name is Richard.
Last name?
McDykel.
McDykel? Well, that's not what the caller ID says.
What do you mean?
Well, your caller ID's got a Polish name.
Oh, I don't know. It just routes to the office server. I'm not sure what name would come up.
Well, it certainly shouldn't be a private name, but I'll be taking a look at it because I'm with the Justice Department, so I'll be tracking this number to see exactly where it goes to.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why you're getting your panties in a knot about it.
I'm not getting my panties in a knot for anything. I just don't like getting phone calls. And
you don't like getting phone calls? And why do you have a phone?
Well, that's a good remark there, too, okay?
You don't have an answer for it, though.
I'll be checking up on you.
Okay, asshole.
Hello?
Hi, John?
Yes?
Hey, it's Ira Jumping with the HOA.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hey, I was just calling because we had received a number of reports indicating that you had exceeded the speed limit in the neighborhood?
I'm pretty careful about not doing that.
Oh, I mean...
But anyway, I'll dial it down more. Particularly when I see anybody out there, I drop down to about 20.
We're not talking about the you're driving. I'm talking about the walking speed limit in the neighborhood.
I don't walk. I walk at the gym.
Well, I mean, we have almost a dozen reports here indicating otherwise, sir.
I do not walk, and I have never. In fact, I just had surgery a week ago, but all of my walking is at Gold's Gym. I have a trainer there, and I do not walk in the neighborhood.
Well, I mean, that's definitely not the case, because we've got you on the radar doing upwards of 2 miles per hour, and, you know, that's...
Is this a joke?
definitely not, sir. It's no joking matter, and, you know, you're not in trouble this time. You know, this is just a verbal warning, but you definitely...
I have no idea what you're talking about. You got to have the wrong person.
Oh, no.
Because I ride my riding lawnmower around my yard doing the mowing. But I have not walked in years.
Yeah, well, I mean...
My wife's here, she can verify that.
Well, I mean, I know you're embarrassed and everything, but you're...
No, I'm not embarrassed. This is stupid. You got to have some... It's not me.
Well, sir, you've been...
I don't know who you think you're talking to, but this is John Ball.
Yeah.
Live at 1506.
Yep, you're the one.
I'm about 260 pounds, bald-headed. Mm-hmm. And wear glasses.
That's definitely you. Yeah, we've got you on the radar doing 2 miles per hour. And, you know, the walking speed limit in this neighborhood is 1 mile per hour. So you just need to slow it down.
What? Wait a minute. 1 mile an hour.
Correct.
Let me think about that. 1 mile an hour. That is not even... That's crawling. You can crawl at that speed.
Oh, no. No, that's a
reason... 1 mile... What is your name?
That is a reasonable walking speed. My name is Ira Garrett Jumping.
So it says, somebody says, I've been walking the neighborhood at 2 miles an hour, and that's too fast.
You just need to slow it down. And this is just a verbal warning. You know, there's no reason to get upset.
No, I totally reject this. In fact, if you have some kind of evidence that I'm walking, I have absolutely not walked in this neighborhood in years.
Well,
I don't know who you think you're talking to, you got, but you don't have me.
Well, again, we've got you on the radar doing 2 miles per hour, and it's definitely you, so it's just best if you come clean, you know, just apologize.
You're totally out to lunch. Miles an hour, 1 mile an hour is nothing. I mean, the physics says walking speed is about 3 to 4 miles an hour.
Oh, you're not a physicist. You don't know.
I'm a PhD chemical engineer.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with walking.
Yes, I do know. Do what, Mary Jane? Okay, I'm hanging up.
Oh, don't be a man. I kind of feel sorry for that guy, letting his woman boss him around like that. Anyway, that's all for this Bonersode. I hope you enjoyed these calls, and thank you for your support. Also, special thanks to Mr. Biggs for the bells and whistles in this Bonersode. For those of you that don't know, Mr. Biggs has been in radio broadcasting for nearly 70 years. You can hear all his shows at askmrbiggs.com. That's Biggs with 2 G's. You should go listen to his entire catalog of hilarious shows right now. Until next time, friends. I'm not going to do that.
This is Commuting with Carl. Caller, you're on the air.
I need a sample of your stool.
Okay.
I'm going to run some experiments.
Does the container need to be sterile ahead of time, or can I just put it in an envelope?
Just, you know, like a Ziploc sandwich baggie. That'll be fine.
Okay, I can do that.
You could send it media mail. It's not going to matter.
Oh, jeez, this call sounds like shit. It's probably my phone.
Yeah,
phone.
Wait, you're not broadcasting, are you?
No, it's just you and me.
Oh, okay. Liar. Hang up the phone.